Young athletes are making headlines again for the wrong reasons on social media. But here's the bigger question. Why are they so reluctant to share the right things? The community work, the positive impact, the moments of purpose that could inspire others. In this episode, I'll explore what athletes and all of us can gain from sharing more of the meaningful contributions we make, how it changes the way people see us, and how you can use the same approach to create more impact in your life. I'm Ian Hawkins, and this is Sport is Life. The purpose of sport, as I see it, is to see your vision become a reality. Find your voice, create strong connections, and learn to trust your body. Just because you're a professional athlete and that you're highly talented in a certain area doesn't mean that you're going to get everything perfectly right. And if you look at the world of social media and how a lot of these athletes get a big following and there's a way to monetize that and there's all sorts of different opportunities, you can see how things can go wrong. And I've always been a big believer that you can keep putting more and more rules in place, but you're not going to stop problems happening because people still have different behavior patterns that happen and they still lack education in certain areas. There's a maturity that still needs to come. It's just part of life. We can't expect these young athletes to be perfect in other areas of their life. The entertaining one this week was Reese Walsh filming himself, in a brand new toilet, drinking water from the toilet, having a bit of fun, right? A bit of a joke, and I don't think anyone got too upset. To me, the most disturbing part of it was I was hearing somewhere that they'd spoken to mates who are plumbers and saying to not entirely trust the plumber, saying that it's never been used, because quite often plumbers pride themselves in christening new toilet surveys that they've installed. Let's hope that wasn't the case for young Reese. But again, just a bit of fun. You know, I don't think there's anything more to get too worried about in that situation. Sometimes I think we take life too seriously, and like I said, we hold these young athletes to much higher standards than we should for what's realistic for young men and women making their way in life. But then it also got me thinking, is like, what a tremendous opportunity to have these followers and to be actually spreading positive messages and messages that are far more helpful to the young people that watch these athletes and that follow them and hang off their every word at times. Because for some reason, you know, we hear when they do things wrong, and then it comes out later that, well, what you didn't hear about is this great work that they do in the community. And often the player themselves says, well, I'm not doing that for the accolades. And it's good, they're not. But we also have an opportunity to share positive messages by sharing this work that these players are doing in the community. And I don't know why there's this reluctance for people to share what they do. I remember at Fox Sports, one of my staff members, I noticed he had gone to the cafe at the end of the day and he was grabbing a whole lot of leftover food. And I'm like, mate, what are you doing? And he goes, oh, I'd grab it from here because they're just going to throw it out, and I take it to the one of the homeless shelters where they give out food for the homeless. I'm like, mate, what a legend. He goes, please don't tell anyone. And I'm like, okay, I won't tell anyone. But again, it's that reluctance to shine a light on doing good. We're quick to jump on things that aren't right and we want to point those out. But then why is there this reluctance? And again, particularly when it's something purposeful. Like, what an amazing gift that my mate was doing, my staff member. He's going and giving. Awesome. And again, the opportunity for these athletes to be doing something that is dear to their heart. Like, if you look at Reese again, like a lot of these players, his upbringing and home life wasn't perfect by any means, and he's doing a lot of paying it forward and giving a lot of these young people things that he didn't necessarily have access to. Or he's making sure that some of them get what he did have access to, but he's also like giving his time and money to help. Like, why aren't we talking about this as much? Why aren't we making this a real focal point? Why isn't someone that's looking after him, helping him to curate his media so that it's having that sort of impact? And yes, again, granted, he does have a lot of positive messages and some of the good things he does, but there's so many more athletes that are doing this that just, and they're not sharing it. And like I said, there's a reluctance to share it. And as always, what can you apply to your life? Like, what are you doing good in your world, and you're kind of keeping it to yourself? Where are you having a positive impact and you're not allowing that to ripple out? Where are you allowing people to see you through a certain light when you're doing these amazing things that we should be celebrating, that the people closest to you should be celebrating, that the people in your community not just need to see, I'm sure they want to see. Because the more of this sort of messaging going out in all areas, the more positivity. There's enough negative stuff going on. And I guess the other thing is that you see that sometimes when people are doing these meaningful things, these purposeful activities, then people want to jump on and cut them down, and that just gives me the shits, honestly. And you don't have to believe in other people's causes, but instead of attacking it, like, maybe come with some understanding. Now, I've got to be honest, I don't know what people were marching about the other weekend. I've got no idea. I've seen a few bits and pieces about, you know, they're fed up with this, fed up with that. And there's also the, well, there was neo-Nazis and all. Like with most things, there's going to be a negative element to it, but there's also going to be positive intentions to it. So I'm not here to judge it. If I cared enough about what was going on there to get involved, I'd come with curiosity and understanding, well, what are they actually trying to achieve? What are the people who are doing good in that space trying to achieve? The natural reaction for most people is to, like, if they don't understand it or the media's portrayed it in a certain way, they just want to attack it. But where can we find the good in things? Where can we share more of these positive messages? Where can we embrace these young athletes, maybe some of the older athletes, maybe former athletes who are trying to share positive messages and make that more of the stories that we're telling, the conversations we're having? Yes, there is an inclination for us to latch onto these things and the drama, and it's part of our natural survival mechanism to look for the danger and for the things that aren't right. But we also have a choice, and we also have the opportunity to shine a light on more of the positivity, to expand the good. Because the more we can do that, the more we can start looking for the areas where we can connect with other groups instead of looking for places of division, which the media tries to create, then the better things are going to be. Division, negativity, it sells papers and it gets people watching. It gets attention. So let's choose to change that attention, because the less we watch of that crap, the less of it there'll be. And the more we can engage in these purposeful activities and share them, share the good stuff, the better everything's going to be. You've taken the time to listen to this whole episode. Now it's time to take action. Commit to one thing you've learned today and make it happen. And to avoid any obstructions, join the Sport is Life movement by clicking on the link in the show notes.